this really be the end? Should be stuck inside a movie with the Memphis Blues again.
And welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for listening. 34 minutes after the hour on this Tuesday morning. Still to come on the program, we have our State Representative Chip Brown. That's in the 11 o'clock hour. Make sure you stay tuned throughout the program. We'll give you updates on everything hurricane-related and Supreme Court-related. So a lot to go as the show unfolds. Joining us now, she's the mayor of Fairhope. Karen Wilson is on the line. Mayor, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you for making time for us. I really appreciate it. Well, recovery looks like it's underway. Well, it is underway. Talk about that. How are your folks faring right now?
I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, it's just been, I think that with every threat that we have, it's been a drill for, you know, many years now. And this really is, I can't say enough about how great a job they're doing. I've kind of broken up, the categories. I think power is probably, you know, the biggest concern right now. And as of last night, we have 85% of our power back up. And it is thanks to, you know, a lot of crews that came in from Orlando, Huntsville, Albertsonville, Gainesville, and Coleman. We had 10 crews, and they're working, you know, with our, you know, internal crews, and it's just been day and night. We had 200 poles down and 27 power poles with plenty more to come. You know, we had that in stock, so those went out very quickly. And I wanted to also mention, this is something that's going to happen tonight, from 5 to 6, let's see here, actually, I think it already happened, so never mind. These were notes from yesterday's interview. It was a power outage that was going to happen while they fix some lift stations.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good.
So it's, all of these updates, they change, you know, hour by hour.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the things I wanted to mention, too, as far as power, our electric district for Fairhope is, it's very confusing because within the city limits, you have Baldwin EMC, Riviera, and Fairhope Electric. And so it is, you know, confusing. I think people, you know, call us a lot and say, when are you coming out? When are you coming out? And oftentimes it's, you know, that's not even within our district. So I think, you know, check your bill with your utilities and just make sure who your power company is when you're asking questions about your area.
The storm itself, I gotta think, you know, nobody saw this coming. I think it was just the speed of it, but being prepared and getting ready to go, that as you say, it's second nature almost. But with this one, it was a little different because it looked like it was headed for Mississippi, and next thing you know, here it is in Baldwin County.
Yeah, second nature really for, you know, our crews, because we do the same preparation regardless if we're hit or not. But as far as this one goes, I just think that, you know, we knew it was going to be slow moving. So I think those that were here during Hurricane Danny know that these can be a lot more devastating than the category that it's listed as. But yeah, I mean, we thought it was going to be a Cat 1, and when it hit, I mean, it was almost a Category 3. And I think the biggest thing is that we lost so many trees,
right?
And that kind of extensive damage is, it's going to take months to recover. But it's just really, if you got out there the day after, even though we weren't supposed to be on the roads, it seemed catastrophic. It was just unbelievable.
How are your businesses faring? Getting opened back up? Any sense of normalcy on the horizon?
Well, it's going to take a while, I think, for some of the independent businesses to get back up and running, because their employees too don't have power. And that's one of those things we can be thankful for too. And it's cliche every time we kind of say, oh, thanks for our, you know, immediate responders and city employees. But I mean, they go through a lot of hardship too, because their hours stay the same, and then they're going to have, you know, a lot more work to do. But as far as other businesses, you know, most of the power is up for businesses within our electric district. And that's what's confusing, is there's a lot of businesses that are out of power within Fairhope, but it's not Fairhope Utilities.
Right.
But yes, we're open, for example, at Page and Pallet, but it is because we're on the same circuit as PD, and we were lucky enough to get up and running pretty quickly. But I think right now people are not out shopping, you know, except for immediate needs after something like this. And, you know, with COVID and this, I mean, it's just been a devastating year for businesses.
That's it certainly has been a tough go at it. Curfews underway in Fairhope, are there any?
I think, well, we still are under a curfew at 10:30, but I think that's going to become a lot more lax now that most of the power is up. There's just still so many lines down, and that's the main thing. It's hard to see these ribbons when attached to the power lines at night, and there's still a ton of streets all over Fairhope that are closed due to this. So I think for out of an abundance of precaution, we're asking people, you know, to stay in it at night unless you have urgent needs.
Is it a matter of getting trees and limbs and things out of the way and kind of clearing the way for the power service to be restored? Is that kind of the city's role? Right.
Basically, we have our contractor that is our emergency debris contractor. They have tons of resources, and they're out. They started work yesterday, and we're negotiating with FEMA to try to remove debris that is placed on private property. So right now, we want to make sure to tell people to put all debris that you need picked up in the right of way. So they can get to this. And again, this is going to be, you know, they're doing this very quickly, but it is going to take weeks to get all the debris out. That has to come first before the linemen can come in and correct these power lines. So it's just it's a domino effect, and everybody's kind of working together with the priorities first, so we can get those things taken care of.
It's just there's so many trees, and that
I know
that's what makes it very difficult. It would seem you kind of one of the consequences. Let's say while it's good to have that tree coverage, you still got to deal with it in these situations.
Yes, I mean that's the biggest thing, I think, is the damage from the trees. A lot of people we thought that the flooding would be a lot worse, and I know people were flooded, don't get me wrong, but what we had really was just the wind damage from all of the trees, and people lost everything here. I mean, there's residents who literally, because of trees falling on their homes, they lost everything, and it was very, very scary for a lot of people. A very long, scary night.
And I guess the water damage really is probably more a product of rainfall than flooding in a lot of places.
Exactly, because of the leaks, or if they had a tree fall on their home, a lot of damage in that respect, for sure.
Yeah, but
I know that Fish River, I think, got, I'm not sure all those parts, but 6 feet of flooding. And of course, Hurricane Danny, a lot of those houses were rebuilt on stilts, and that helped. But for those that are still on the ground, I mean, they had devastating damage.
It's just it's a matter of patience, getting stuff cleared out. You guys are working on it.
Absolutely. Some of the things, I want to encourage people to, you know, follow the City of Fairhope Facebook, because they're literally doing updates every hour, our Economic and Communication Department, and it's just such good information. I could copy it all of it down just in the last couple of days, and it's probably 7 pages, but it's such good information, not just about what's happening here locally in Fairhope, but just aid that's available through FEMA and, you know, the steps to take to file those claims. And then, you know, there's damage sometimes that happens as a result, or it started as a result of from city property. And those types of claims, too, have a protocol that has to be made. So our city clerk has to be involved with that. And and City Hall is now open. So those, she can help you, Lisa Hanks can help you, or you just give her information to your insurance company. But all of those things, you know, have to be done a certain way, and we're here to help. It has information about SBA low interest loans for disaster relief, tons of local resources where churches have come together, you know, Rotary groups, and just delivering lunches every day for people who don't have power. I mean, it's really, this is a time when everybody comes together and tries to help. It brings out the very best, I think, in people when we go through things like this.
And if folks need to find that Facebook page, can you tell them where to go?
Yeah, it's just the City of Fairhope Facebook page. And we also have Everbridge notices that go out. And this is something that's available on the front page of our website. Of course, some people don't have, you know, internet, but a lot of people have data on their phones. So the Everbridge notification system is just another way that you can find out not only what is happening in Fairhope, but we can GIS a certain, you know, neighborhood. If there's an urgent need just in that neighborhood, then we can send out a notice that doesn't go to everybody else. So we've been doing Everbridge for about 3 years, and it's just so great for instances like this to help get immediate information out.
Joined by Fairhope Mayor Karen Wilson here on the program. I want to wind it down on this. The lost Winston Groom last week. Just your thoughts about Winston Groom and his memory of being a Fairhope native.
Winston Groom, you know, there's probably about 5 authors that have just been part of the family at Page and Palette. And he is, you know, I remember he wrote books before Forrest Gump, but, you know, Forrest Gump, we had that author event here at the store, and I was in high school. he was such a good friend of Page and Palette and me personally. He was in the best of spirits. You know, his health had been declining, but it's not anything that was, you know, expected at all. But he had just finished a book, Patriots, and I was actually going to have y'all interview him when that came out in November. And he had just gotten news of another opportunity to write another book. Those are the things that kept him going. I mean, he just loved the research and, you know, doing these historical books. I think probably his books are the most readable history books. You know, people all have their favorite categories of books that they like to read, but his books are universal. I mean, they appeal to people who don't read, because he puts things in a perspective of a story that just keeps you so interested. And he's going to be sorely missed. He was a fixture at our store, just a big teddy bear. We loved him so much. He's going to be missed.
Well, Mayor, I certainly do appreciate your time this morning. Well said, and keeping people up in touch. Just one more time, that Facebook page, City of Fairhope, right?
City of Fairhope, and it really does have such amazing resources and information, and it's literally being updated every hour.
All right. Well, we'll keep us up to date, and stay safe out there.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
You do the same. That was Karen Wilson. She's the mayor of Fairhope. Give us an update on what's going on. Yeah, we lost Winston Groom last week. He got overshadowed a little bit by the storm coming through. But talking about that, most of y'all remember him for Forrest Gump, obviously, and you know, the book that the movie was based on with Tom Hanks. We know that. But so we lost him. Certainly will be remembered. His family is in our thoughts and prayers. Still to come on the program, we have State Representative Chip Brown. He'll be with us in the next hour. I want to hear from you. 251-343-0106. That's 251-343-0106. Let's get this in before the break. For Doug Jones, even if he votes to this is from Chad. Even if he votes to confirm the nominee, it gives him a 0.5% boost tops. You know what, Chad? I don't even think that's the case. I think he loses support. I think Democrats, if he supports Trump's nominee, they won't. They may abandon him or not vote. I think it's a loser for him. I just, everything's so baked in right now. Got to get a break in. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.